Book My Show Jukebox presents the Control Alt Win podcast. Hello, friends. Let's talk about relationships today. Someone who read my book Fall Like a Rose Petal wrote to me recently asking how I could talk so openly about the lack of chemistry I have with my mother. He was referring to a chapter titled You Can Never Get a Perfect 10 in my book where I talk about my broken relationship with my mother. He said that the most sacred relationship in life is the one between a mother and child. How can you demean that relationship by talking about it in public? In Indian culture, a mother is equivalent to God. How can you rubbish your God? He asked me. I never deny anyone the right to ask me questions. In fact, it is only through questions and answers, and more questions and more answers, that clarity is got. So I thank the reader for his question, and then I explain my point of view. It was precisely for the reason that the reader deems as sacrosanct that I decided to talk about the dysfunctional relationship I have with my mother. You see, life is never the same for everyone, and everything is never perfect in everyone's life. Some department or the other is always broken. Some have a health issue, some have a career issue. Some have relationship issues with spouses, siblings, colleagues, or, as in my case, with a parent. Struggling to make your life perfect, which is striving for a 10 on 10, is what leads to your suffering. Denying that a problem exists or hiding from it also causes suffering. Honestly, for the longest time, I too suffered. I thought something was wrong with me. How can my mother and I have a broken relationship? I asked myself. After all, she bore me in her womb and brought me into this world. Yet, all my life, I have felt that she does not trust me. Worse, I have found her to always be manipulative. In my younger years, I fought her, but I always ended up failing to make her or the rest of my family see reason. Then when our bankruptcy arrived and I could not repay the money I had borrowed from her, she called me a cheat. She said I was faking a bankruptcy. That's when I decided not to defend myself. I no longer saw any point in trying to get her to trust me. So I decided to be honest to myself. I said that perhaps I don't have a smooth, compassionate mother-child equation in my life's design. I let it go, and I just let it be. Almost magically, a 25-year-old strife-ridden environment felt peaceful. I believe this brutal honesty has helped our entire family. We all remain estranged, with Vani and me on one side and my parents and siblings on the other. But I guess everyone is peaceful where they are. In trying to make sense of a strained relationship, you can never get anywhere as long as you try to prove who's right or who's wrong. Because each party will still keep maintaining that they are right. Instead, be honest with yourself first. Ask yourself, are you able to relate to the person you're having a relationship with? If you're not able to relate, then no reason is a good one to cling on to the relationship. No amount of arguing, justifying, or showcasing evidence is going to help. The truth is, you both don't relate to each other because your value systems don't match, you are on different wavelengths, and you live on different orbits. The nature of the relationship is irrelevant when there is no relating. All this talk about society, culture, dharma, duty, tradition, all this is a whole lot of fluff. No one but two people in a relationship have a right to talk about their issues or how they feel in each other's presence or how they experience each other. And even if one of them has a problem, even if it is because of their own doing, they have a right to recognize that the relationship is dead. This learning, though, has come by the hard way. I have understood that people, especially the ones who you deem are the closest to you, they often judge you. Or they are influenced by the judgments and pronouncements of others around you. Either way, if anyone exercises the right to say what they feel about you to you, it is only human that you want to retort, you want to defend, you want to clarify, and you want to insist that they understand you. But what if they don't understand you or don't want to understand you? They may have their own reasons, but they don't want to understand you. When such a thing happens, the relating between people goes out of the relationship. But in our craving to be understood, we cling on to the relationship, which is not just strained, it is actually dead. This is how we end up suffering people and meaningless relationships. Think about it, friends. How can there be a relationship when there is no relating between two people? I have now learned to let such people and relationships just be. Nobody is right or wrong when two people cannot relate to each other. Lack of chemistry is just that. A lack of compatibility, a lack of shared perspective, and a lack of empathy between each other. Trying to accommodate someone in your life when you don't relate to that person anymore causes unnecessary stress in your life and in theirs. You often adjust and accommodate in such situations because you don't want to be seen as unforgiving and unrelenting, especially when it involves immediate blood relations. But I've learned that how you feel is more important than what others expect you to do. I employ a simple thumb rule. No matter who they are, anyone who I cannot relate to does not form part of my ecosystem. Whether it is a coworker, a family member, a schoolmate, a neighbor, or a vendor, the day I have stopped relating to a person, I just let them go. No more angst, no more hatred, I simply move on. This is my way of preserving and nurturing positive energy and inner peace in me. When you agonize over people's behavior and your unmet expectations of them, you're filling yourself with a lot of anxiety, stress, and negative energy. This negativity festers in you and makes you inefficient, irate, and believe me, it makes you very, very unhappy. The only way to fix this situation is to drop all expectations you have of people and to simply walk away and let them go. Especially if you have stopped relating to them, please let them go. Society will insist, though, that you must adjust and accommodate. But what if the person in question, with whom you have no chemistry, continues to give you a hard time? What if each word that's spoken is abrasive, each action is manipulative, and you just don't enjoy meeting this person? This is where honest conversations come in. I have had several conversations of this kind with my parents. They don't ever agree with my views or want to even understand how I feel, but I have told them what I feel about my mother, and they've told me what they think of me and Vani. I truly appreciate their candor. My view has always been straightforward. Why is it not right to stay away from someone who makes you unhappy and in whose presence you just stop being yourself? Why must you grit your teeth and put up with a relationship when there is no relating with that person anymore, when neither party is happy? I believe that if people have not been able to give each other dignity, for whatever reason, if they have not been able to give each other dignity, they have no business being together. Period. There are really no two ways about this. Of course, you may choose to disagree with me. You may say that it is just one life, that we must drop the ego, we must bury hatchets, we must build bridges and move on. Honestly, I don't disagree either. Except that when you have stopped relating to some people in your life, you just prefer to drop the ego. You prefer to bury all the hatchets, forgive yourself and them, but build bridges to newer folks, newer places, and move on. Whatever you do, never compromise on your inner peace. For that's really the only thing that you have that's within your control and which you can call your own. Just as a husband and a wife can have a problem and separate, so can any two people in any relationship have a problem and choose to separate. Bottom line, when you cease to relate, no matter what the relationship is or who it is with, just let go and just let things be. The Control Alt Win podcast is produced by Audio Boom in association with Avis Vishwanathan.